Wanted killers among 2 million illegal aliens freed into U.S. by Biden's DHS. By John Binder on June 12, 2023. Wanted killers are among the more than 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens that Representative Tom McClintock, RCA, estimates have been released into the United States since President Joe Biden took office in late January 2021. Late last month, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents arrested a 50-year-old illegal alien from Brazil and a member of the nation's largest criminal gang known as Primeiro Comando de Capital, who was convicted of murder. The illegal alien gang member first crossed the U.S.-Mexico border near San Luis, Arizona, in March of this year. At the time, he was apprehended by Border Patrol agents and put into deportation proceedings. Subsequently, thanks to the Biden administration's expansive catch-and-release network, the illegal alien gang member was given a notice to appear, NTA, before a federal immigration judge and released into the nation's interior. R.J. Hauman, president of the newly formed National Immigration Center for Enforcement, NICE, told Breitbart News that the illegal alien gang member's case is yet another dangerous example of flaws in the vetting that the Biden administration says occurs when illegal aliens are encountered at the border and then released into the country. The Border Patrol has no access to foreign criminal databases. The only way they would know about an illegal alien's criminal record is if they committed a crime while here. So what are we supposed to do, believe everything an illegal alien says? Hauman continued. Fortunately, the brave men and women of ICE saved the day. When will their open borders political leaders finally be held accountable? NICE, like the majority of Americans, backs full enforcement of the nation's immigration laws, supporting ICE agents' authority to quickly and easily arrest and deport illegal aliens. In a similar case, twice deported illegal alien Adixon Paulino Castanho, 52 years old, was recently deported for the third time from the U.S. after he had been released into the U.S. interior on an order of supervision in September 2021. Castanho is wanted for murder in his native Dominican Republic. John Fabricator, an advisory board member for NICE and a retired ICE field office director, told Breitbart News that Biden's laissez-faire attitude toward enforcement is resulting in illegal aliens, including violent criminals, continually being released into the U.S. interior. The Border Patrol is being instructed to quickly process and release as fast as they can into the interior of the country. They take whatever they're told as the truth, and the illegal alien is long gone before international warrants can be discovered, Fabricator continued. Criminal cases are dangerously being pushed into our communities in blatant disregard of federal law. While enforcement and removal operations, Boston did a great job of making this arrest, we can't ignore the fact that an illegal alien murderer was released into the country. Interpol notices can take days or a few weeks to send out an alert for an update for an investigation. Emphasis added. The blatant disregard of federal law by the Biden administration is putting this country in danger. How many convicted criminals have been allowed to enter or have entered undetected since the start of this administration? How many known or suspected terrorists? Congress must get to the bottom of this, and fast. Emphasis added. Both illegal aliens are among the more than 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens that Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has released into American communities since early 2021. During a recent hearing by the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration Integrity, Security, and Enforcement, Chairman McClintock noted that such a foreign population, deliberately released into this country, is equivalent to the population of Nebraska. Those released into the U.S. interior by DHS are not the only illegal aliens to be added to the nation's population since Biden took office. Meanwhile, more than 1.5 million known gotaways have also entered illegally, an additional illegal population the size of Hawaii, McClintock said. For Americans, it means classrooms flooded with non-English-speaking students, hospitals overwhelmed with illegal immigrants demanding care, fentanyl poisoning our young people, catastrophic strains on the social safety net meant to help Americans in need, working wages suppressed by a flood of cheap, illegal labor. Emphasis added. And now we observe the irony of officials in so-called sanctuary cities like New York and Chicago and sanctuary states like California warning that they cannot handle this influx. Emphasis added. Former Acting Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USIS, Joseph Edlow told the subcommittee that Biden's DHS was focused on giving mass parole to border crossers and illegal aliens to get them into the nation's interior, but now it's using NTAs to mass release those arriving at the southern border. For the most part, there are more interests in, it was paroling people in. Now it's giving notices to appear and letting people go along their way, Edlow said. There is not an interest in detaining as far as I can see. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.